This episode of the Comedy Zone podcast is brought to you by BarkBox.com. Get one free extra month of BarkBox at getbarkbox.com/comedyzone.
From the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Comedy Zone podcast. Find us on Twitter at the CZ Podcast and email us at comedyzonepodcast@gmail.com. Now, your hosts, Will Jacobs and Sammy Joe Francis.
Welcome to the Comedy Zone podcast.
I've got a new co-host this week.
Andy Dufresne wasn't available. I bought my Morgan Freeman this week.
And why did you do that?
Because last week aged me 50 years.
You did a Barack over his presidency?
Yo, yes. Yeah? And that's exactly what. You take a picture of me from last week and look now.
I wasn't going to say anything, but buddy.
Yo.
I thought the saying was black don't crack.
Yo, this black
you crack.
Is yo.
Or
like
you did
Humpty
some crack.
Dumpty crack. All over crack. I'm cracking.
What happened?
Where do I get started?
But you know what? Wait, let me congratulate you.
Yeah.
Because you are headlining.
Oh, yeah. That's good news. That is true. That is correct. I am excited about that. Headlining the comedies on March 15th.
Y'all better get out here and see my
We
co-host.
Got to pack the place.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm super excited for you. I saw
Thank
that.
You.
I was over the moon for you.
I'm over the moon as well.
I ran around outside naked.
Yeah.
I almost got arrested.
They need to reinforce the roof because we about to tear this. It's going to be close.
Yeah, I think they're doing that this week. So you're
Are they checking? Okay. Yeah. For storm damage because I'm bringing some comedy thunder.
Well, okay, so that was the good news.
That's good.
Tell me fucking everything
now
else.
Let's get to the regular news.
That kept you from being, like, near death.
Yo. Okay, so where do we start? First of all, we just moved into a new house.
Mm-hmm.
We moved in.
That in itself is stressful.
That in itself. Plus, my wife is 8 months pregnant at this point.
Oh, my God.
So she couldn't do much.
Can she even see her feet?
Yeah, she can see her feet. She's got a tight little tummy. It's,
yeah, but she's always been fit.
Yeah, somewhat. She's pretty good. She's pretty good with it. Somewhat. She
side,
is.
Side note.
Can we edit that with me saying somewhat out? Because she's got a couple spots to her. You know, if you look at her when she's laying the right way.
Well, let me tell you, Will is a fitness model, so, you know.
Yeah, I look like Carl Winslow right now.
With donut and coffee and everything.
Steve! So.
Wait, side note. Is your wife still working out while pregnant?
Yeah. She's still getting in a little
Did
bit.
Did we talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the CrossFit pregnant ladies.
Yeah, CJ Hush Money, best trainer in the world, trainer to the stars. He has definitely
the stars being Will.
The stars being you should see his list. Oh, it's better than Heidi Fleiss's. But he's been working with her and he modified her workouts. So
good.
You know she's not doing too much that'll.
But I bet that helps her, like, feel better, like, because inevitable that you're going to gain weight.
Yeah, yeah. She's done she doesn't have the swollen ankles, none of that.
That's just good.
A tight tummy. That's,
but you do? Are you getting the pregnant side effects?
I got a lot of the stuff. Yeah, when people see me now, I go, yes, I'm expecting. We are. Yes, we're expecting.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, so, wife, she was due April 24th. That was the initial date.
Is
well, they moved it. Now they're saying because the boy's growing so fast.
Oh.
And now he's lower and running out of room in there.
Hercules.
He is trying to get here sooner than that.
Yikes.
We'll find out for sure on Friday, but he's definitely getting here before April 24th.
Wow.
Homeboy is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, Daddy, I'm on the way.
Yo, he's not playing any games. He wants to be here
so
before
he's
the
gonna
NBA
be a running
draft.
Back. Hmm? He's going to be a running back. That's what you're telling me.
He could very well. Well, my wife won't. He can't play football.
Oh, she's not.
Dead concussion
she's
stuff.
Nixed
already?
It.
Once Will Smith looked and said, tell us the truth. That was it. Concussion movie changed everything. No, but we both feel like that. We don't want him doing that.
Right.
But he'll all the other sports he's good with.
Right.
So I'm sure he's going to be involved in something. Right. But anyway, so that's the first thing. So we moved into a new house to have more room for the baby. We were in an apartment.
Right.
So now we're there. Got to have y'all over, of course, as soon as we unpack these boxes.
And baby.
Unpack the baby. As soon as we unpack the baby.
And don't, no rush. When you're ready.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be there next week.
Well, I'm going to start smoking the butt this week, so it'll be ready
All right,
in a
perfect.
Few weeks.
Perfect.
By the time you're there. So we're there, and the move was cool. Like, it was a lot of me doing it. because my wife can't lift much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here's what I did though. The movers were moving and they had an option of paying a flat fee or paying by the hour. So really you have to sit and do a guess. You have to guess and go, okay.
How long would this take?
Right. Because I need to go flat if it's going to be all day.
Right.
But if it's not and I can rush it, we'll go by the hour. So we went by the hour. So I said, okay, now I have to make sure that a lot of the small stuff is done. Right. So they're not wasting time.
Right. Being like, oh, let me take one box exactly. at a time.
Exactly. But what I told him, because my buddy's a mover up in New York, and he told me, let them know that you're going to tip them, and that tip will be somewhat dependent on how fast this gets done.
Right.
And I told them that. That's they smart. Were like, what? It was like when the star hit the Mario Kart. They started grabbing boxes. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I was like, oh, shit. So they started moving.
They were done in an hour.
Yeah.
You found the power
moved.
Up.
Yeah, they moved warp speed. So the move got done pretty quickly. But when the dude was finishing up, he was putting the dryer in. And I said, well, you're going to put the tube and all that stuff. And he said, look, man, that's easy. I don't want you to pay any more money. I can, but it'll cost you more. We're crossing over into the next hour. So I said, just leave it. And my wife, Sandra, goes, babe, you're not a handyman. Maybe you should let
she
him
say
do
this
it.
In front of the guy?
Nah.
Okay.
She pulled me into the other room.
Come here, babe.
She said, let me talk to you. Because she didn't want to make me like stay a sucker in front of the movers, right?
Right. Yeah.
So that's what she told me.
That's why I asked.
Yeah. So I did the whole, oh, babe, come on. I got it. Don't worry about it. It's good. So I did that. Got back there, and I looked down there, and wasn't nothing fitting the way it was supposed to. So I spent last night at
Story
Home
of your life?
Yes. Yes, story of my life. Always, I stay with it.
That was perfectly queued up.
Stay with a pipe too big. So we got moved in. Then all of a sudden, the other night, my wife is
sleeping. You said nothing was fitting. What did you do?
Oh, went to Home Depot and they gave me a bigger tube and I did it.
Oh, so it just. Even if he would have stayed, it would have cost you extra, and it wouldn't have been the right.
Right,
it wouldn't have been.
So that was a good call.
So it was a good call.
Okay.
So, got all that straightened out. But going backwards to Sunday night, my wife hears a thump in the night, and we didn't know. I was asleep. I didn't really know what it was. Next morning, she goes to feed one of our little cats, Reggie. She sees this dude, and she's like, "Babe, I think something's wrong with Reggie." So I said, okay. So I hop up.
Sounds like a line from a horror movie.
Right, right. So I
remind
hop
me,
up.
Reggie's the gray one or the other
Reggie's
one?
The smaller gray one.
The smaller gray, okay.
So I go over to take a look at Reggie, and he's bleeding.
Oh,
blood
no.
coming from the front of his mouth. So I kind of pulled his bottom lip down a little bit, and you could see that the jaw was misaligned. So he cracked it down the middle somehow. So I said, okay, we need to get him to the vet. Because one thing about these cats, and Brian, I'm sure you know this as well, they look like nothing's wrong.
Right.
Like, I guess that's their animal instinct for prey.
Yeah.
They don't want to look weak.
They can't show weakness. Yeah.
Right. So when you call people a pussy, you don't really know what you're saying.
Yeah.
These cats are tough. Like, this dude was like.
Yeah. And as
I got this. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how he looked.
Yeah.
So if you're not in tune to that, you could go, oh, he's fine. He'll be fine. He's not meowing. He's not. But nah, you got to get him checked out because they mask pain like that. Yeah. So we take him over, take him to the vet. This dude ripped one of his claws out, ripped one of the claws in his paw out.
During this fall?
Yeah. Cracked the front, cracked the back.
On the back,
poor
too.
Baby.
Yeah, all the way to the back, almost to the what do you call it? The salivary. What is it?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. One of them glands. Some glands with an S.
Holy shit, this poor cat.
Solitaire. One of the solitary glands.
Yeah.
Solitary glands. So he did all that damage. We went to the one place that said you're going to have to go to
the hospital.
Yeah, to the vet specialist to get a surgery done. Once I heard surgery, I'm like, all the dollar signs just started.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my God. Like when you hit Sonic and the coins fly out, I'm like, oh, my God.
Very video game themed.
Yeah,
today.
Very, very video game today. So we go over to the specialist, and they tell us everything that they're going to have to do with him. They have to wire the jaw to tighten it and put something in the back to stabilize that area so that can heal.
Have to wire it shut or just
wire it closed again because it's spread.
Yeah, but did they wire it shut as well?
Mm-hmm.
He's describing it that it's split down the middle of the bottom jaw.
Yeah, so it's wired.
There's people who can't see you.
Right, so there's like his, so the opening in his mouth is like a Cheerio. Like, it's like these things over his fangs.
So it's wired shut.
It's wired.
Actually,
yeah.
Wired shut.
So
yeah. Like, if you broke your job, what they
would do. He's like Lil Kanye. They wired.
That's what you should name him.
Through the wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you played for him on the way home?
Shit, I'm going to play it when I get older today. I'm glad you said that. So it's all locked up so he can't move it and miss, you know, upset.
And do anything else.
Did.
So, I wonder how the fuck that happened.
So she starts going over prices.
No. Oh, Will.
And I said, and she showed me one range, and then she showed me another range.
What was the differences?
There was a $1,000 difference between
the
two.
No, I mean, like, what was the differences in services? Like, we're going to give him aromatherapy.
Yeah, right. Well, this was before they had done the full, this one was before they had done the full x-ray.
Assessment.
Mm. So they were like, if the damage is worse than we think, it's this much. If it's just this front part, it's that much.
It was the first one, wasn't it?
It was the second one.
No, I mean if the damage is worse.
Yes, I'm sorry. It was the first. It was the worst one. So these jokers come back and tell me to get this fixed, it's going to run us.
Oh God! Hold on. Should I drum roll it?
Yeah. $2,600. Yeah.
Well, there it goes.
Can I get the sound again?
Wait, yeah.
$2,600.
And you fucking paid it.
Well, at that
baby.
Point, you have to have a conversation at that point.
Yeah.
You know.
But you paid it.
Yeah.
We put him to sleep.
You did not.
We paid it, but I'm like, what? You know, at this point, like.
You would have been full gray if you put that cat to sleep.
Yeah.
Your whole beard would be
well,
gray.
Well, plus my wife with the bed.
She
would have been torn apart.
Oh, she would have been so emotional.
It's awful.
I can't.
Your baby would have been there that weekend.
I can't put the dude to sleep. So I'm like, all right. So we came up with the money. We broke as a joke. We were $20 away from starting a GoFundMe. If he would have said $20 more, y'all to see me online talk about we need help.
We love our cat.
We love our cat. Please, you to see me on Tryon.
Now I'm not gonna judge you, but how many dicks did you suck?
That's between me and
all those guys. Okay,
my wife.
Well, what, $25 a piece?
Please, if I suck a dick, it's worth more than I know that.
Like how much? Let me just do the math. Real
if I how much would
$50?
If I
would
gave,
you do it for $50?
What is the going rate?
Am I in prison or am I in?
No, you're free world. You get to choose.
I'm in prison,
you get to choose which dicks.
Carton of cigarettes.
You're trying to save your cat.
Trying to save my cat. Would I give a man head to save my cat?
Not one. I mean, no guy's gonna pay $2,600 when the hooker down the street will do it for $15.
Yeah, but
how much will you do?
The hooker down the street isn't one of the hosts of the Comedy Zone podcast. Let's be real.
Nor does the hooker have a cat that's about to die.
There's no story with the hooker down the street.
She does, but it's not the same type of cat.
How many times can you say you had your dick sucked by a Comedy Zone headliner?
I don't know. There's some. So let's say $100. $100?
Wow. No, sorry. Pass.
Pass. Nah, I'm not giving a head for $100.
$200.
No, I'm saying I'm not getting it.
Oh, you're not getting it. You don't want no $100 head anyway, really.
$200? Nah. I need to know so I can do the math.
We in the millions.
Well, then you don't even need to give one blow, just one lick. It's like a Tootsie Pop. How many licks does it take to save Will's cat?
I don't think it's no amount of money. We might have to put him to sleep. Now, if you said jerk a dude off,
no,
I'd have to think.
That would be like $5. You know how many? You know you would have carpal tunnel in your fucking wrist if you jacked guys off to save your cat.
Yo, this turned into like gay porn Saw movie.
What if a guy said
Saw movie?
What would you do to save your cat? Grab a dick. Ba 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 ba.
I'll give you.
Or the creepy puppet in the
sky.
Oh my God, if you could see the motion. Where's our camera?
What if a guy said, I'll give you all the money to save your cat, but twice a week you gotta.
Oh,
for 5 months.
Man, that's a dead cat. You could have said wife and it, and I would have done it, but it took a second. Oh
see,
my gosh.
I think to save my dogs, I would be okay with it.
Will you be okay with what?
I would be okay with handing out some BJs.
I mean, but
to
that's
Daniel.
That's something that's something I assume you have done before.
Yeah, but I didn't get a reward in the end. Then it's all different.
Question is, would you toss a salad?
Nope.
Ah, see, that's the one. Point of no return. Would you ride the choo-choo train?
I don't even know what that means.
Fudge, baby.
Oh.
Human centipede.
Would you go human centipede? Brian, would you go human centipede?
Am I in the front or in the middle?
Smack in the middle.
Because that's important. Oh, well, no. Not.
What if you were in the front?
No, you got to be in the front.
Yeah, what's the point if it's going to kill you?
Right.
You can't be in the middle.
Yeah, you got to be in the front.
So you would have your ass eaten to save O'Day.
Yeah. I'd have my ass eaten for on a regular day.
Right after lunch. I got a 1 o'clock.
For a Starbucks venti.
This has gone so south, but that's okay. So the CIAA DJ goes, you know, they got Nikki playing, and she's like, you know, got to eat the booty like grocery. Or that's not Nikki, whoever it was.
Yeah. That's the homegirl that was with Big Sean. What's her? Janae Aiko, right?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
So anyways, they play this. So he comes on the mic and he goes, y'all, who wants to eat the booty like groceries? Mm-hmm. And then nobody cheers. And he's like, that's right. It's gross. I was like,
who said that?
The DJ for CIAA. I was like,
almost got you.
Yeah. You are all correct.
Like, the one guy who's like, yo.
You nasty motherfucker about to exit.
Everybody, the guy in the green shirt, don't kiss him.
Don't talk to him. He got ass mouth.
Unless he's been drinking Cold Spell, then it's minty.
Pew, pew, pew.
On that note.
So now Reggie's out of the hospital. He's back home, but he's got
his Cheerio mouth.
He's got a feeding tube.
A feeding tube into his abdomen? Or
goes down through his neck into his esophagus down there. So we're feeding him 4 times a day, this liquid stuff we got to mix up.
This is good baby practice.
Yeah. We giving
him. Because that's high maintenance care. Yeah.
Antibiotics. We giving him fluids, all that stuff. He was out of it the past couple of days, but today he was kind of up
medicine
a little
as
more.
Well?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then his brother now comes to the door because I think he wants to see him.
Aww.
But.
Wait, where is he?
Yeah, no running around. No.
Downstairs.
Yeah. Oh, he has to stay.
Because he can't be near him because if they play or he...
Oh, no.
He can knock everything loose and we can't do that.
Yeah, that's... If my dogs, if one of them...
Do you have a feeding tube? I'm sorry.
Go for it.
Does he have a feeding tube like always sticking out of his neck?
Yeah.
Because I can see the other cat like batting at the feeding tube.
Right. This is what he looks like.
Oh, God.
I'm good. But so, see, if my dogs are separate, if one's... in one room and the other two, they'll sit at the door and cry and be like, we want to play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I can imagine the cat being like.
Well, it's the bond is amazing because if you'd have told 2 years ago, I wouldn't have paid $1,000 to save 1,000 cats. So the fact that I'm paying $2,500 to save one.
$2,600
to save one. Yeah. And then went to PetSmart and bought comfy beds and this and that. I mean, these
Why'd you
dudes,
go to PetSmart?
I don't know.
Man, you better go to Walmart. You got a kid on the way.
Go to Walmart.
It's so much cheaper.
Yeah.
And I bought the comfiest dog bed ever at CVS the other day.
Really?
My dogs love it. $19.
Huh. Okay. Check that out.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Steve-O's coming in.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to Steve-O in a minute.
Steve-O. Y'all know Steve-O. Barrow, barrow, barrow.
And then more tales from your moving and
yeah, and your week.
Stuff. Yeah, there's so much more.
Oh, I can't wait.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be back. Too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now.
It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand. You know one thing I love about BarkBox?
Tell me.
That they're so communicative with me. They're asking, you know, what did Benjamin like about the box? What did he not? You know, they ask for a survey and you don't have to fill it out, but it helps and then you can personalize it. They've got a new one that's called the Sniffin' Safari Collection. And like the first one I got was Pooh York City. So I just love how all of them are dog themed. But one of the treats in the last box, Benjamin and my other dogs didn't like. So I contacted them while I was in Chicago and they got back to me immediately.
Nice.
And they said, I wanted to know how I ship it back to them and get something else. And they said, don't ship it back to us. We'll just send you something new as long as you promise to donate that to a dog shelter.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, yeah, of course I will.
Wow.
And then they said, we've given you a $10 credit on your account. Anything in the Bark Shop, go ahead and get it. It could be a toy. It could be a treat. And we got a banana bacon treat for them, which I just got in the mail yesterday. And they haven't tried yet because their stomach has been upset from other stuff. So we're waiting on it. But when they saw a Bark Box arrive, tails back and forth. Back
That's amazing.
And forth. I love it.
So Bark Box, you can make your best friend, you dog owners. We know you love your
dogs.
And
you can personalize it. That's what they say.
You can make your best friends happy and make your other best friends happy here at the Comedy Zone podcast as well by getting a subscription at BarkBox.com. Here's the way this works. You subscribe to either the 6-month or the 12-month program at BarkBox. You get a package.
Every 17th of the month.
Right. And so your package last week, your dogs loved the package.
Oh my God, loved it.
The treats and the toys.
As if they need any other reason to be spoiled, but it saved me money from toy shopping in the stores.
Yeah. All kinds of cool stuff. Toys and treats and all kinds of great stuff based on your dog's size and your dog and you and your own habit.
Yeah, if they're heavy chewers, things like that.
All edibles in the box are made in the USA or Canada. 100% of the products are tested on animals. In the good sense, not in the bad sense. BarkBox is a great way to try a variety of treats and toys from local and small businesses that you may not otherwise be able to find. Every monthly box has a theme.
I love it. Poo York City, Sniffin' Safari's New.
Brooklyn Hipster, Bark Ball, Country Fair, all kinds of cool
God,
stuff.
I can't wait.
So here's what you get for subscribing to BarkBox. Ship to your door a unique variety of toys and treats you wouldn't find anywhere else. All the edibles are made in the U.S. or Canada, and your dog's happiness. What is better than that? Here's how you do it, because we get a piece then of what you, it doesn't cost you anything extra, but we get
it
a little piece.
It just supports us.
Right, if you do it through us. So here's how you do it. You make your dogs happy, you go to getbarkbox.com/comedyzone. Getbarkbox.com/comedyzone. It makes your dogs happy,
it makes us happy.
Everybody's
makes you
happy. That's right.
Do it.
So go do that right now. Check it out.
And your first month is $1 and you get a free month. So really, you're really only paying for 11 months if you do a year.
Yeah, or four months if you do the 6 months.
Yeah, but then you get those 2 extra months.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's a lot of math.
That is.
Is what
Whatever.
That is.
Go to getbarkbox.com/comedyzone.
Welcome back.
That was not even an approving look. You were like, fuck it. I'm not even going to argue with the music today.
I think Steve-O was feeling it, though.
It makes sense, right?
No, he was like, I don't care.
Oh, he didn't even hear the shit.
I was wondering how my latest stunt is performing on my social media.
Oh.
I just posted it when I walked in here.
So what's the latest stunt?
We're getting it breaking.
I mounted a big trampoline on top of a pickup truck, had somebody drive it at a good speed.
While bouncing on it?
Over a bridge, and I bounced off the moving truck, off the trampoline, over the bridge, into the ocean.
And what ocean? Where was this?
I was in Tampa, Florida last weekend. And I ate shit. So it was the first time I ever landed on water alone so hard that it made me bleed.
Like, where did you bleed?
I landed flat on my back.
Oh shit.
That was water.
Ow.
Wow.
Because water can feel like concrete.
Oh my God. But the thing is that the bridge was only like 30 feet high.
But
because I jumped off of a trampoline on a moving truck, I came at an angle, so I managed to travel like 60 feet, I think, diagonally, you know.
Oh, my God. Yikes.
Yeah, I couldn't
So that was 60, just
but yeah, it was. I just posted it right now. Posted it on YouTube yesterday to give it a little head start.
Right.
And then Instagram and Facebook just now.
Any response on YouTube?
Yeah. I mean, whatever, like the like to dislike. I don't know who are these people that like to sit there to click dislike
right.
on everything.
They're dicks.
But I get a good 100 likes for every dislike. So.
Well, that's good.
It's a good ratio.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good ratio. Do you get people submitting?
1% shitheads.
Yeah, and there's so many more in the world.
I mean,
so
I guess so there's some videos that are more hated on, but. But this one, people love it when I jump off shit.
Yeah. Do you get people submitting ideas or their own
videos? I do. What a great question. And for all the fucking times I've been asked, what hurt the most? Like, what was the fucking, was there one thing you wouldn't do? Which I'll answer if you want, but.
No, I'm good.
Let me cross those out.
Yeah. It's just like, the reason why it annoys me so much is because there's some things that hurt for a long time. Like if you like lose skin, it's annoying for like days or weeks.
Right.
But then other pain is like if you get like a tased, it's really sharp, but it's short.
Yeah.
It's just all different. Like it's
levels.
All apples and oranges. So it's stupid. It's frustrating because it's hard to answer.
Yeah.
But people submitting ideas, well, I never get asked that. And just recently someone, send me a direct message saying, hey, man, I think you should try to put weed in between your fingers and smoke it, like using your bare hand as a pipe, you know, like...
Wouldn't that burn the fuck out of your hands? You did it! You're like, turns out, okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's so funny. I just point to the big like blister on my finger. But the thing is that I'm a clean and sober guy, and I was like, oh man, I haven't smoked weed in forever.
Yeah.
But it'd be funnier if I shaved off my pubic hair and smoked my pubic hair out of my bare hand. Like,
is that what you did?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then in Tampa over the weekend, there's a radio guy, Mike Calta. He's like the number one radio dude. He's just a great dude and a good friend. He came to my show, and I called him up on stage and snipped his pubic hair and burned it. But see, that one was good, and that one performed pretty well. I knew some people were like we're gonna maybe not be into it, but. I don't care. Like that one was great. Yeah, right. Smoking people. So then there's another one. Someone, I had to reach out to Dr. Drew for this one. Someone said, "Hey man, I think like I want to see you swallow like a spool of like 12 meters of thread or something, you know, and then like have it travel through your body and come out your butt, so that
and
you've
still
got
be
the,
out the front.
Yeah, so that the string would be in my mouth and coming out of my butt.
Oh my god!
I could call it butt.
Is that even possible?
Butt flossing. Right. I thought like right away. I thought, man, that sounds like a bad, you know, like potential for a lot of problem.
And I feel like if it raises a red flag for you.
but I reached out to Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
And he said the dental floss would be too thin. It would, like wouldn't work. But use Cantor tube and it'd be doable.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I don't know what Cantor tube is either. Okay. Like, and I'm not sure that I communicated it or that he got it quite properly. So I still got to look into it. But I might devote like a couple days to just having a little thin tube coming out of my mouth, waiting for it to appear out of my butt. That'd be great. Yeah,
I can
That'd
imagine.
Be really cool, especially if it's actually a tube, then that, ostensibly you'd be able to pump something through it. You
right.
Know? So pumps
and then it would just go straight through. Yeah. Well, I mean, it would take a second.
Pump. Yeah. Yeah. 12 meters was what the person suggested the length would
be. One. How did they come up with that length?
Well, I guess that's like perhaps like intestine wise. Like
I guess.
How much?
I just imagine Dr. Drew opening that email and responding with a thumbs up. Don't use floss. Use Cantor tube.
Right. I know. You would think that there would. I was that caught me off guard too. I thought, wow, he's signing off on, you know, that's the antithesis of the culture of the
right.
We live in, you know,
exactly.
where a doctor
it's
is
like, okay.
Because normally doctors just like they're so afraid of malpractice, you know, like lawsuits.
Yeah. Right. Well, do no harm is like the major part of the Hippocratic Oath. So it's like, don't do anything that's going to hurt anybody. But yeah, go ahead and swallow this.
Right,
thing.
But where'd the Hippocratic Oath go? Like at the Hippocratic Oath really went out the window. I think, you know, for pharmaceuticals, man.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think for sure.
How hard is it for you to get health insurance?
Oh, it's not hard. I have just standard. I was actually insured through the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh.
Which you would think is the very people who should know better.
Right.
Because
right.
If they've I'm an insurer, I'm like, I've right. seen the show, man. I'm not.
Right. Uh-huh. But yeah, so any case. So I'm here in Charlotte, man. Is this the Comedy Zone podcast?
It is the Comedy Zone podcast.
Comedy Zone
yeah.
Podcast, man.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, and we have what I like to do is my wife has a question for every guest that we have.
Okay. Same question for every guest?
Different one.
Okay.
Whoever I tell her, she goes, oh. So okay. This week, the question is her direct quote was, why does he do those things?
Because I never liked work or school, and I'm an attention whore who wants to be remembered forever.
That is a great reason.
That's good.
Yeah. And, you know, free money, naked chicks.
Right.
Because you were in college for a minute, right?
I was, yeah.
Down in, what, Miami?
University of Miami, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a party.
Yeah, I just couldn't bring myself to go to class, and I really enjoyed making videos, and I just wanted to film crazy stuff.
Did you have your family support from the beginning, or did it take them a while to come around?
another great question, man. I appreciate it. The family's support when I was dropping out of the University of Miami to pursue a career as a stuntman, more like specifically not an anonymous stuntman, but rather just a crazy guy videotaping antics. Like, everybody felt sorry for me. Like, what a shame, you know? My family was not supportive. I was struggling on my own for 3 years or so before I found out about Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Clown College, which I figured would help me sort of legitimize myself as a physical performer.
And you see how that turned out.
That's hard to get in.
They just had the last
super
circus.
Hard to get into.
Right?
Yeah, super, super hard. It was statistically harder to get into Clown College than Harvard. And
That's insane.
I was stoked to get in. Yeah, it's just based on how you had to audition to get an application, and then based on the number of applications versus how many got in. Like, it's very exclusive. So I was psyched to get into there. Dad didn't go to my my clown college graduation, but Mom did. Mm. And Dad contests he says no, I wasn't like Dad. This is full of shit. He wasn't stoked at all. He was not back in the clown program. Mm. But with that though, what's really cool is that my dad, he was a very successful corporate businessman. He came to me in 1998. I graduated Clown College in 97. 98, I was starting to have pictures show up in skateboard magazines of me doing anything but skateboarding, which was kind of funny. But I still had never been paid shit. I did not, like, there was nothing professional about what I was doing. There was no bandwagon to jump on. But what Dad said to me, he said, I feel I've done a major disservice to you by not supporting you in this career path that you're obviously committed to. And he says, I feel bad. You know, I didn't do what my dad wanted me to do. Mm. He kind of said the same thing. He says, you know, you're clearly committed, and I just wanted to know that, hey, like, I just want you to be happy. I want you to be the best at what you do, and I support you. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, and that was – it's just so fucking cool that was before anything went my way, you know?
Yeah.
And largely it was because of that. You know, I remember, like, after that conversation with my dad – I saw the commercial for Real TV. It said, like, do you have any video that we might want to see? And I was like, fucking A, do I have video? And I called him up, you know, and it's me, like, lighting myself on fire, doing a fire-breathing front flip off of a three-story apartment building into, like, a super shallow pool, which was what they wanted. You know, like, I sent them a bunch of stuff. And they're like, oh, we like the fire building jump. And they wanted exclusive rights to it for, I think, $500. And I was like, what's that mean? They're like, well, we own it. You don't own it anymore. I was like, what? Ah. I called up Dad. Like, Dad, they want to take away the rights. And they,
And what'd he say?
Dad said, calm down. He said, figure out it. Like, he said, calm down. It's simple. Like, at which point is it a deal breaker? Sounds like you're not okay with exclusivity. Tell them non-exclusive. And say, and give me $1,000. So he says, then stick to it. You know, figure out what you're comfortable with. Draw your line in the sand and stick to it. And so I told him, I won't give you exclusive, and I want twice as much money. And that's what I got.
Wow. That's awesome.
And so Dad and I, like, to this day, I mean, you'd think that looking back, I would have made better business deals, you know. But Dad's been in the loop. Like, and what initially really kind of drove us apart ultimately brought us very close together. Super cool.
Wow. That's cool how that worked out.
Yeah.
Now, I figure with your mom, though, a lot of moms are always worried about their kids getting hurt.
Mom was never worried about me or my safety. She was just worried about, like, how's this ever going to make any money?
My well-being. Yeah, your well-being.
But, like, I think she wanted me to reflect, like, she wanted me to be, like, successful, you know, I think as for how that would reflect on her, you know.
Yeah.
She's like, this is great, but show me the money, you know, like, we're going to do this. She's like, you don't have a pot to piss in. Like, how's this going to help you, you know?
Right.
She always had a really good sense of humor about it. My mom died in
2003. Oh,
sorry. Yeah, I mean, fuck, it happens. It was a pisser. Like, her dying wasn't as big of a deal as just her last 5 years. She had an aneurysm and she survived.
Wow.
And it left her really in bad shape. But even when she was in bad shape, she always had an ability to make fun of me. I remember telling Mom one day, Mom, I'm going to have a book written about my life. And she says, and who's going to write this masterpiece?
Right. Do you think you get like your...
It was a masterpiece. I had a fucking book written about my life, and
who wrote it?
I wrote it with a writer.
Oh, you
guy helped me out, yeah. And it's autobiography. And on Amazon, the average customer rating is a full fucking 5 out of 5 stars, which by definition is a masterpiece. Yeah. So that's great.
Who do you think you get your daredevil side from?
I don't have a daredevil side. I just have an attention whore side.
Well, where do you get that from?
That's all sides.
That's not genetic?
Yeah, that's all sides. I don't know where I get it from. Probably my mom's side of the family is really all alcoholics, you know, like, and not to say bad things about alcoholics. They're very charismatic and often alcoholics are more fucking impressive people than anybody. And then dad's side of the family is more, I don't want to say wholesome because dad broke that mold, but,
like straight laced.
Dad's side of the family is all like, you know, PhDs, theologians, clergymen, you know,
right.
Like all really like proper, like academic people and religious people. And then dad broke the mold becoming a businessman, which kind of made him the black sheep. But like it's, I'd say between the two sides of my family, it's kind of a hybrid of like, I've got this sort of almost, not even almost, very deviant, kind of reckless, like, out of control from my mom's side of the family. But from my dad's side of the family, like the focus and the drive and like the really like...
Yeah, the perfect
the
hybrid.
Acumen, you know, to like sort of put an engine behind, you know, all the mania.
Yeah.
So it's cool, and I'm proud of that. Like, you know, as I was saying before, like the other guys from Jackass just don't fucking... You know, like they it's frustrating because Knoxville won't make another Jackass movie, and then the other guys will lift a fucking finger unless you like set everything up for them.
Yeah.
And so there's now like so I just went on my own
Still good friends with all of them though.
Sure. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, like so mostly what I've been doing is largely digital stuff.
Do you think that had this happened in a different time that it would? Like now, everybody tries to get famous on YouTube and all
sure.
that. And you kind of were that before
sure.
everybody
Absolutely.
Else fucking did it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Instead of like clicking upload or whatever, like I was like plugging VCRs together.
Right.
And going to the post office.
Right.
Yeah.
Sending actual tapes.
It's interesting to imagine like what it would look like if, if I was born a little later.
Yeah.
And again, super cool question. I don't know. I don't know. I think that I think I would have done all right no matter what or when I lived.
Right.
But to really like, it's great that we came in ahead of the curve. That we came in sooner because
yeah, definitely.
There was less stuff to compete with and get lost in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many on average ish views do your videos get?
All my views are on Facebook, really. I do really well on Facebook. Like, I just had this, optimization, course. These guys did a whole thing, and they didn't print. So I know that, in the last, 90 days, up until, a couple days ago, in the space of 90 days, I had 48 million views on Facebook.
Holy shit.
And just under 5 million views on YouTube.
Wow.
And, I think 9 million views on Instagram.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's arguably bigger than a TV show would get.
Yeah, it definitely.
But it's all over the world too, so I don't know. But yeah, I think that I think it's safe to say that my social media presence competes with if I had a TV show on True TV, which I did at a time and nobody knew about it. Yeah.
You're like, fuck this, I'll go to Facebook.
Well, I mean, it's just like, it's, you know, when I started my YouTube channel, like, oh, great. I went from making number one box office movies to now I'm uploading YouTube videos. And that was like tough for my ego, you know, but then that's the world we live in today. And,
yeah.
And, the opportunities I have because of the work I've done to build my following and just sort of stay active and keep entertaining people. Has really, it's really paid off.
So you've had to be pretty malleable then in terms of adjusting to new platforms. Like it was a certain way when you first came along, and then now you had to learn Facebook, you had to learn Instagram,
right.
You had to learn these things and adjust to the times.
Uh-huh. And then the times are always changing, man. Like, I just learned that I can't post widescreen videos because it takes less of the feed so things can compute up top and below. So you got to put it into a square thing, and then with the borders, like the
yeah,
you make it into a meme by putting text on it. People are gonna read more easily than than the caption you put with the post.
Yeah.
So I just did that for the first. I did that for the first time
with the one you just posted.
Yeah. Let's see. I posted it.
Well, what's the meme say?
Man, this is. Oh, okay. Wow, this is doing well. I posted it on Instagram 45 minutes ago. I have 113,000 views.
Jesus Christ.
So not doing too well at all. Not at all. It's a couple of views.
Actually, that's not the different. The one video I made that has performed more than any video I've ever posted on Instagram is my very first sketch.
Really?
Like little fiction sketch thing.
Yeah.
Which I'm fucking thrilled about. So cool. Like my premise was that. Women, sometimes, like if a woman finds the toilet seats left up, she becomes enraged. Like, it's so rude. You left the toilet seat up. But the thing that I find hilarious is that the guy left it up because he was polite enough to not fucking piss all over it in the first place. That's why he lifted it up. It's like, oh, it would be nice of me to not piss all over the toilet seat, so I'm going to politely lift it up. And so then that's the guy that the women get mad at. Then the next guy comes in, never even fucking touches pisses all over it, and he's the great guy. You know?
It's true.
And he's a fucking great guy. And so I made a sketch out of that, and it did really well.
Yeah, that's a metaphor for a lot of life. You think the one guy's the worst, and then the next guy's like, oh, shit, that's two times as bad as what I had. Right.
Okay, so I'm an animal person, so I have to ask, because you have the Humane Society. Sure. Jackanon, do you have pets?
I have two rescue dogs and two rescue cats.
So what do they do when you're traveling, or do they travel with you?
What do they do? I have a pet sitter that comes to my house twice a day.
Cool.
And they have multiple pet doors to come in and out of my house.
So they're living the life.
They like it better when I'm home, but
of course.
But the pet sitter spends an hour with them twice each day.
Good. I just saw the jacket. I'm such
it's
a dog
so funny,
person.
But it's so funny that we got him this week, because in the first segment I was talking about my cat trying to do his own stunt, and he did something in the closet and fractured his jaw.
So now it's wired.
So we had
shut.
To get surgery. So now we have to feed him through a feeding tube 4 times a day.
Uh-huh.
So like
that's
this
love.
Right. Yeah. And we paid like thousands for this surgery. Like, so I'm a cat lover now. I wasn't that way years ago, but now I'm all into pets. So
you're the hybrid love child of us, because I'm a dog person. He's a cat person.
I thought I was a dog person. And then now I fucking love my cats.
You're just an animal person.
Yeah, big time animal person. But now I almost resent my dogs because they're so much work.
Cats are so independent.
But by definition, that's important for me, to have a priority that's not me. It's because it's just healthy to not be so selfish all the time.
What type of dogs do you have?
One's a Chihuahua wiener dog.
Oh, okay.
Which doesn't...
A Chiweeny?
It looks like a miniature Labrador. It looks like a mini black lab is by appearance. It looks like that. He's a tiny bit longer.
Yeah.
The other one's an American Eskimo mix, about the same size. Looks like a bright white wolf, kind of, with long hair.
Cool.
And both like 20-pound dogs, and just whatever. But like, yeah, my cats are just so dope. I love my cats. I love all my animals.
So for the people coming out, because we got to wrap up soon, unfortunately.
Yes.
For the people coming out to your show, how would you describe the show for folks coming out?
Variety show. Mm-hmm. Stories, jokes, and silly stunts and tricks.
And entertaining.
Yeah, it's stories, yeah, for sure, man. Like, I start off with my most recent arrest / jail time, and hospitalization / surgeries.
Was that all in the same?
It's like what I've been kind of like I had my I got a lot of news coverage. People know, like, from when I climbed up a crane and I was arrested and protesting SeaWorld.
Right.
And it's just a hilarious bit about that. Just how fucking dumb that was.
Right.
You know? To be against SeaWorld makes sense. But how I approached that protest is so fucking amazingly dumb that it's hilarious. And then And then I shattered my right ankle doing something else that was really dumb. And so then, I don't know, I go to the back to kind of go on a journey through, like, my more hilarious, I have an illustrious criminal record. And my arrests as I go through them become more kind of a drug, you know, so then I get into, like, my history with drugs. And
sure.
Then I start throwing celebrities under the bus who I did cocaine with hilarious celebrity cocaine stories.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the crash and burn and, being committed to a psychiatric ward and going to rehab and getting sober, and then being a maniac in sobriety. Like,
yeah.
Which
is even more impressive.
I don't know. Like, I'm really confident in what I'm doing with it. And it's infinitely better, I think, than not one person said that it's not better than my comedy special on Showtime.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what other reason you need to come see him
at all.
Weekend. And if you want to get a photo too, then I stick around and take a photo with everybody that wants one.
That's killer. Where can we follow you on social media?
Just Steve-O and everything, except my Instagram is officially Steve-O. But if you just push it into the search, if you write Steve-O in the search, then I'm the one with the check mark next to it.
And he just posted a new video.
Yeah, and these fucking social media guru optimization guys, I think, led me astray on Facebook with that meme bullshit. I don't see this performing as well as shit normally does, and there's no fucking reason for that. It looks spammy like an ad, and I think I'm going to fucking take it down and repost it.
Well, either way, you'll get to see it, so follow him.
Yeah, and my last video got 55 views, so if you want help on how to build it.
Yeah, 55. I mean, if you want that additional 55 views, hit up Will.
Well, we appreciate you coming through, man.
Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate you.
Much continued success. We'll be back.
Oh, these shows coming up at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina over the next several weeks. As we talked about, Steve-O in town here this week, Friday, March 3rd, Saturday, March 4th. You're going to want to see him. It was a great interview with Steve-O. You're going to want to catch his show, and we'll tell you how to do that in just a few minutes. Next week, Adele Givens, March 9th through the 11th. Jake Johansson, one night only, Sunday, March 12th. Gilbert Gottfried, March 16th through the 19th. Don't want to forget March 15th. Our own Will Jacobs headlining for the first time at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina, the club where he got his start, right here in Charlotte. Wednesday, March 15th, Will Jacobs headlining. Also, the show that I produce, Funny on the Fly, coming back in April. So all kinds of great stuff coming at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina. To keep up with what's going on, you can call the box office at 980-321-4702. That number again, 980-321-4702. You can go to the Comedy Zone website, cltcomedyzone.com, for the calendar and what's coming up, dates and details, and also to buy tickets. Follow the Comedy Zone in Charlotte on Twitter and Instagram at Comedy Zone CLT. Find the Facebook page, Comedy Zone CLT, as well. As far as social media for the group, Will Jacobs at I Am Will Jacobs, also at Comedian Will Jacobs on Facebook. Sammy Joe Francis is at Sammy On Air. I'm at NCBalto72 if you're interested. That's on Twitter. And Steve-O, just look for Steve-O, Steve-O. Also, steveo.com for his dates and details and other cool videos and stuff as well. As for the podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, leave a review. Tell your friends about us. Really telling your friends the best way for us to continue to grow. We know that you like what we're doing. We hear you loud and clear. So keep doing it. Keep listening. Keep telling your friends. And we'll keep doing what we do on this end. We're back in a minute.
Yep, song of the year right there. Gotta eat the booty like groceries.
I don't even know what to say.
That's what Will left to go do, so he's not here right now. Maybe we should just have a conversation. I wish Will was here on how, like, aggressive rap songs are to the vagina.
Yeah, right?
There's one that's like, I'm gonna knock that pussy out like Fight Night. I'm like, no, I don't want that.
No.
And then in Robin Thicke, the Blurred Lines, the T.I. verse, he's like, I'll give you something big enough to rip your ass. Mm. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I don't want that. No. And I don't know many females who do.
No.
So.
It just sounds like a lot of work to me, too.
To rip an ass?
Even yeah.
I don't want that.
No.
Like, oh, babe, let me put on some Marvin Gaye and I'm going to rip your ass.
What happened to the romance, Sammy Jo?
I don't know.
Where's the romance?
Well, I guess that's, she said, you got to get rid of the hoes if you want me to expose the freak. I'm like, you just did by saying eat the booty like, right. Like, and the hoes are still there.
Yeah, and I didn't have to work that hard to get you to expose the freak either,
nope.
It seems. So,
nope.
Yeah.
It's on the radio.
You wanted it to come out, I think.
You did.
Yeah. You caused this.
I agree. And I agree. So, Will has left us.
We'll have
Steve-O
to
left us.
Yeah.
It's just you and me,
it's
buddy.
Just you and me now.
Just you and I. But I'm glad we skipped last week. I hope you guys enjoy the interview we had on our bye week, I guess you could call it.
Yeah. Back-to-back Steves. Steve ran a ZC last week.
Yep.
A good interview.
Mm-hmm.
I thought with him, even though I did it, I guess I can say that, right?
Well, sure. I think it would be better if it was from somebody who wasn't in the interview, but
probably not.
It was great interview.
Yeah. And Steve-O this week. Steve-O was great.
Yeah.
I will say that this, and this tends to happen a lot when you're here for the interviews. You get a lot of attention.
Don't act like I'm here like once a month, okay?
But you get a lot of attention from these guys.
Well, I think it's one thing. Like, one, I have a dirty mind and a dirty mouth.
Right.
So that usually takes me off the pedestal that most females, I feel like, are put on as like, oh, it's a girl.
Yeah.
And then also because I don't want to know, like, you know, right. What's the coolest thing you've done? You know, like, I'd rather ask thoughtful or thought-provoking questions.
Yeah, and that was the whole...
Like, do you have animals? It's important to me.
But the idea of this was to get, you know, if we're going to get these, you know, A-listers, you know, in the room, then we have to bring it. We have to, pardon me.
Boxers or briefs? That's going to be my new question.
Yeah, and we, you know, we want them to be funny, but we don't want them to go into what's the deal with airline food. You know, we want them to be funny within the context, you know, of a conversation. And, and
plus,
be
he
able
talked
to
about his parents. I don't know how often he talks about his parents, but that's cool.
It was great.
I like learning those things. I feel like it gives you a different type of bond, even as a listener, to know that story.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know he went to clown college.
I did not either.
Yeah. Kind of cool, though. But I think it's interesting that now the circus has been canceled.
Yeah, I wonder what that means for Clown College. If that means that, I mean, there's still a demand for, well, I
don't know. What's happening with Charlotte School of Law? Same type of thing. Well.
I wonder, too, if, like, when you go to Clown College, do you have to have your own little car?
I think, I think there's a bunch of parking spots. They're just very tiny.
If they give, you know, a lot of parking tickets.
Have you seen the girl who drives around campus in like a Barbie Jeep?
I have seen that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would imagine all of them look like pulling in for
their
class.
There's like 15 of them getting out of the car at any given time.
They carpool.
Yeah. I would have gone to Clown College, but I would have had to have had smaller shoes.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But you're what, size 8? What size shoe do you wear?
15.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
Is that such a pain in the ass? Because I don't think you can go into many stores and be like,
no,
size 15. And they're like, oh, great, we have 20 pairs.
It's easier now than it used to be with the internet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can order shoes on Amazon now.
Right.
When I was growing up, particularly playing football.
Like cleats and shit?
Yeah.
No.
I couldn't. It was almost impossible to find cleats. Which is hard to believe because big guys play football.
Right, but not size 15.
Right. And when I was, I got hand-me-downs from the Detroit Lions my senior year in high school.
Wow.
One of their wide receivers had size 15 shoes, and my coach reached out to the Lions and said, hey, we got a guy with freakishly large feet. And
you're like, hey, that's me.
Yeah. And
ladies, stay back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's kind of cool, though.
Mm-hmm. Those shoes were only good for 3/4 of the game, and then in the 4th quarter, they just
doesn't matter.
Crapped out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, I once won.
Did you make it to the playoffs, and then your shoes quit?
I was at an event at the University of Michigan, and they were raffling off a pair of AstroTurf shoes, and I won the raffle. and they had to jump through all kinds of hoops to get a pair of size 15 AstroTurf.
I bet they were like, really? This fucking guy won?
It was a giant pain in the ass for them.
Yeah. I bet. Yeah. That's funny, though.
So, yeah. So, big feet. Everything, by the way, that you hear about big feet is true. So
big socks. Big gloves. Socks,
big gloves. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. You know, like normally when you go into a shoe store and there's like a clearance section and they always have like shoe sizes that aren't popular.
Right.
15 is never on that rack.
No. Because
it'd be like size 4 for like the women with like Asian small feet. Like super, which I wish I had. I have size 8, which isn't like huge, but it's definitely a popular size. So there are never any clearance shoes on my size.
Yeah. If they have size 15s, they have one pair of really hideous shoes. Or two pairs of really hideous
shoes. And then you're like, that's why they're on fucking clearance.
Yeah, yeah. So now that there's the internet, it's much easier.
Is that where you get your shoes?
Most of the time, yeah.
Huh. But then how do you know if they fit?
You hope they fit when you get them. I have a pair of brown dress shoes I just bought that I probably would not have bought had I been able to try them on.
Why don't you return them?
Because it's...
Too much of a hassle.
Yeah. It's just... And they're starting to loosen up. So that there, it's not quite
so
as
you just had to break
painful.
Them in.
Yeah,
not as painful.
It's not as painful now as it was.
It's okay. It's just my pinky toe is constantly blue when I wear them, but it's no big deal.
Well, but you guys wear heels and stuff. Isn't that awful?
No.
No.
I mean, not for me.
Okay.
I think for the women who walk like Bambi, learning to walk. Yeah, it's probably painful for them. Which I saw a lot of for CI double.
Yeah.
I was like, ladies, if you can't walk in heels. Or if you're going to take your shoes off at the club, which is disgusting, just wear flats. Do us all a favor.
Isn't there, it's always like the gangly-legged girls who can't walk in heels, right? Or am I imagining that?
No, I feel like that's a lot of it, but it usually just looks like they have gangly legs because their dresses are up to their vaginas.
Mm, true.
So then it looks like their legs are super long. I'm like, no, you just don't have pants on. Like, my legs are super long when I'm naked, too.
Is it hard to learn how to walk in heels?
It wasn't for me. But, you know, I've been working the pole since I was 8. So,
right. So you've had a lot
of
practice.
Experience.
Yeah.
Got the goldfish in the heel type thing. Yeah. No, I honestly think, I don't know. I've always been good at walking in heels. I don't know. Hmm. But, like, me and my friends in high school would always be, like, for the most part, dressed up, like heels.
Yeah.
And stuff. So I think that probably helps. But I've always been, like, the believer of you don't take your shoes off. Like, if you chose to wear those shoes out, don't you take those off.
Yeah, no.
And walk around the streets of Charlotte barefoot.
Yeah. Yeah, or like you said, in the clubs or the movie theater, the airplanes. Just leave your shoes on, people.
Especially the club. I'm like,
That is nasty.
Yeah. I had one girl when I was working up at Candy, had her shoes on the bar.
Her shoes on the bar?
Yeah. Not with her feet in them. Just to clarify. I'm like, what? And I took a picture. I was like, that's gross.
Yeah, that's kind
of, now there are the women that, like, I had a lady at CIAA who was very smart. She's like, hey, I just want to leave my shoes back in. And I was like, you're what? She's like, my shoes, I have my flip-flops on. I was like, oh, you brought two pairs.
Yeah.
Smart. Totally fine. Leave them back here. I said, but don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't have everybody lining up.
Yeah.
This
isn't
a bowling
like,
alley.
It would be like the bar and bat mitzvahs that I dance, you know, that I teach kids, which these kids walk in with heels and we always hand out socks because we know 2 seconds into the party,
they're
going
to
take their shoes off.
Yeah.
Totally fine because you're 13 and you're in a party area. But it's definitely breeding the kids that grow up and then go to the club and take their shoes off. I'm like, no, there are no socks here.
Yeah, that's where they learn it.
Yep. It's my fault. That's what you're saying?
A little bit.
All right. I'll take credit for that.
Yeah. So you just went to Chicago.
I did. It was...
Is it this week?
No, it was last... Yeah, last week.
Yeah, so 2 weeks ago, but you weren't here. Right. Okay.
On Tuesday, just for a day, and my friend John was there. So we got to have drinks after Hamilton. Hamilton was good. It's great. It's always great.
So you've seen it twice now.
I've seen it twice now, yes.
Once in Broadway.
Once and on Broadway, which will never be topped.
Well, no.
Ever. Yeah. We had great seats.
For Chicago.
For Chicago, because I picked the seats. And Daniel had, discussed this previously, but he had lucked out. He looked for his seats online and they were like, oh, sorry, that's a glitch in our system. We're gonna upgrade you to crazy expensive seats.
Yeah.
But the theater we went to in New York, the seats were really cramped, and with Daniel's knee surgery, it hurts his knee
like really bad to be sitting in a cramped position for a long time. Yeah. I knew you could relate. So I purposely got him an aisle seat for this one so he could stretch his leg out. And he was like, well, these seats are more spread out anyways, but this is awesome.
Yeah. So.
And Wayne Brady didn't perform. I was so fucking pissed.
That's
the whole fucking reason we went to Chicago.
You said he was there the next night, though.
He was there the next night.
Awesome. So you missed him by night.
Yeah. Thanks, Wayne. Preach.
Wayne Brady. So, knowing what you know about my taste in music.
Yes. You wouldn't enjoy it.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I hear like everybody says how great it is. Everybody, Hamilton, blah.
No, I think some of the songs you would, because some of the songs are definitely more traditional Broadway. And then you have the taste of hip hop. I just think, in my opinion, because I'm not a soul hip hop, like solely hip hop person. I like all music, just not yours. But I can appreciate it because it's such a different way and a creative way to write these lyrics. And the more and more I hear the soundtrack, because we listen to it all the time, you hear new things.
Sure.
So I think that was the difference when seeing it twice. I looked for other things that I had read. Like in one of the articles discussing Hamilton, it said there's one actress in the cast that plays the Angel of Death. So she's in all these areas where death happens.
Mm-hmm.
She's there. And you don't notice that in the first one. But now that I knew to look for her, I was like, I see her.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I see.
So it's just kind of interesting. I think they did a good job. I think you'd like to see it. But not every song is hip hop.
Well, I'm not. Okay, I should tell you, first of all, I'm not a play person, nor am I really a musical person. But everything is.
Here's the thing.
Like, there's no spoken dialogue, right? Everything's musical.
Everything's music, but there's comedy in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you would enjoy it. Like, one of the lines is, immigrants, we get the job done. And in New York, people fucking lost their minds. It was great.
Yeah.
And that's just one of the lines that people always laugh at.
Yeah.
So there's just, I mean, there are clever lines written in the music that make people laugh.
If there's a song on the Hamilton soundtrack that you would recommend me to listen to, what would it be?
Let me see what it's called, because I only know it by knowing every single word in the song.
But keeping in mind, this will be the first note I will have heard from the Hamilton soundtrack.
So I literally have
heard nothing. So you are busting my Hamilton cherry here is what's happening.
Do you want something that's funny or something that's like hard-hitting?
Whatever. You tell me your favorite track from the Hamilton soundtrack.
Okay. I don't know. There's just all of them right there. Let's just listen to the whole thing together.
Yeah, that'll be our next. Our next podcast will be Brian and Sammy Joe listen to the Hamilton soundtrack.
It's going to be the best ever. Ever. Okay. So I'm going to... It's called the Schuyler Sisters.
The Schuyler Sisters.
But let me spell Schuyler for you.
I was just going to say that. Is it S-C-U? S-C-H-U?
S-C-H-U-Y-L-E-R.
I got it.
You know why? Because it's fucking awesome. That's why you have it. It immediately came up.
Okay, here it is. Hamilton Schuyler Sisters with lyrics.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Let's see.
Oh, that is not... Okay.
Rich folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the common just to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters Peggy, Angelica, Eliza sneak into the city just to watch all the guys.
Angelica.
I don't think I can do it.
Put it back on.
I don't think I
can. Eliza. Wait for it.
Eliza, Daddy said to be home by sundown. Daddy doesn't need to know. Daddy said not to go downtown. Like I said, you're free to go. But look around.
I'm waiting for the guy verse. It's coming up.
See, I get it. You know, I understand the artistry. I understand what it takes to do this. And I can see why people like it.
Listen
to it. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Wait for it.
Remind me what we're looking for. She's
I'm looking for a mind at work. I'm looking for a mind at work. I'm looking for a mind at work.
I should have just had you fast forward. Not that I mind listening to it. Here you go.
Nothing like summer in the city. Someone in a rush next to someone looking pretty. Excuse me, miss, I know it's not funny, but your perfume smells like your daddy's got money. While you slumming in the city in your fancy heels, you searching for an urchin who can give you ideals.
Sir, you disgust me.
Ah, so you disgust me. I'm a trust fund baby, you can trust me.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So men say that
I can't
I
do
love it.
I can't do it. I'm
That's
sorry.
My favorite.
I'm sure it's great. I'm
whatever.
Sure, I'm sure it is. I just, I'm not, that's don't even... not, I can't. Mm. I can't.
Whatever.
It's not even because it's rap or R&B. I just
is
I
it because you have to pay too much attention?
I don't know.
I don't. I just think it's phenomenal.
I'm sure. I get
plus,
it. I understand the artistry.
Now when it plays, I can see it. You know what I mean? So it's a
sure.
little different. They just did a great job, and I think what you would appreciate, if not the actual play musical itself, is the lighting, the sets.
The staging, yeah,
it's
see,
amazing.
Sure.
I mean, they do. And I think that's what was different for me because Daniel loves the music. So he likes it regardless. Mm-hmm. Me, I can appreciate the costumes, the choreography,
right.
the stage, the lighting. Just, they did such a phenomenal job. Every little detail.
Yeah.
So.
I have no doubt it's awesome. I also have no doubt that I'll never see it. Yeah.
Right. So things to discuss on the next podcast are violence towards vagina in rap songs.
Yes.
When
yes.
Will's here.
Yes.
And also the ending to the Oscars.
Yeah, I was
going
to.
The Oscars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Oscars on Sunday. I do want to talk a little bit about that with you, Don. Did you see it as it happened or?
No, I DVR'd it because I hate commercials.
Right.
So I just DVR it and watch it later.
We were not watching the Oscars. And
but then you saw
all of a sudden Twitter blew up.
Yeah.
And we were
oh
like,
yeah.
What happened at the Oscars? And then the clip was on like a minute later.
Oh, by the way, this is what annoys me about the award shows. I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a great job.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
He was funny. You know, and it's different when people are trying to be funny and when they just are. And it was very funny. I thought he did a good job. But we always record the news after because it always runs over and then the news starts late.
Yep.
This ran past the news into the next show, which I didn't have recorded.
Oh.
Just barely.
Oh. Yeah.
But it did. So I was like,
so
I still had to YouTube.
It started at 8:30 and ran past 11:30 then.
Yep.
Yeah. Eastern time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just always, and there's no way, you know, everybody makes a big deal about how long it is. There's just no way to do a show like that.
And I think some of the segments that they did, they brought in a tour bus of people that
they could have done without that.
They could have done without it, but people like any normal person who's never been around celebrities are going to stop and stare and take pictures with the celebrities.
Sure.
You have to account for that.
Yeah.
And they're like trying to hurry them along. I'm like, no, you brought them into this.
Yeah. Every newly out of prison sex offender that you pull off that bus
right.
is going to want to get
right.
his picture
like,
taken with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
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 The thing about what happened, and by this time it's been discussed, you know, to death. So we don't need to talk about how the wrong card got out there and how
I just think it was
because everybody knows.
La La Land did a great job, by the way, of being like, no, this is not a joke.
Yeah,
they deserve this. Please, Moonlight, come on.
Although the moment where that producer yanked the card out of out of Warren Beatty's hand, I think that was like his one little like rage moment. Like,
yeah,
no,
he was like, what the
this,
fuck?
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. But because he knew
he was.
Yeah.
I think it was great that Jimmy Kimmel was like, I blame Steve Harvey.
That he did. Kimmel handled it great.
He
apparently was in the audience. They were going to do more shtick with Matt Damon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he came back up.
He said he realized that, you know, something was hitting the fan and went, I guess I should probably get back up and try to. Because when the show is on and there's guys with headsets on the stage,
something's
gone horribly wrong. So I, as a producer, I've produced events, obviously nothing on the level of the Oscars, but I've produced, you know, big events and things like that. So when things like that happen, it makes me really uncomfortable because I just can't.
Yeah. The anxiety you feel for those people.
And even just watching the clip, I was like, oh my God, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Oh, this is so uncomfortable.
It's funny because after the fact, you see everybody else's face in the background. And Emma Stone, I just love her. She's like, what? what? I'm so, oh my God. Yeah, but I love her. And it's not like she was like, what do you mean we didn't win? But I felt bad for Denzel Washington, who didn't win actor, best actor. And Twitter blew up over Casey winning it.
Yeah.
Because apparently he's accused of sexually assaulting co-stars.
I don't know.
I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know.
I hadn't heard that until after the award.
Neither had I, but apparently it was all over
news
articles, but nobody had publicized it.
Right.
It's just another thing where they're like, okay,
yeah,
we're going to award you anyways.
Yeah. A lot of people have made this observation as well, that thankfully for the status of, you know, race relations in this country, that it wasn't the other way around, that they didn't announce Moonlight as the winner and then had to go, oh no, the white people.
you're right.
That it was, you know, thankfully it went the other way around, because that would have been awkward.
And that was a controversial film.
Moonlight?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So good for them. I like when they reward the films that aren't so, not like La La Land was vanilla, but you know what I mean? Like it didn't push any issues.
You mean Vanilla La Land?
Yeah. Exactly. But it didn't push any issues.
No.
I think Moonlight definitely did that.
Yeah. I think, and ultimately, you know, is it this, you know, earth shattering thing? No, it was somebody got handed
it was
the
wrong a mistake,
card.
Right.
You know, Warren Beatty. Probably should have said, you know, this card doesn't look right. You know, do I have the right card?
Right.
You know, he didn't know what to do. He
yeah,
he
but
threw
instead
Faye
of mispronouncing
bus,
so. It, I would have been like, hey guys, I have the wrong card.
Yeah,
I think
and
I
then
would
it's
have done
funny
that.
And, oh look,
because
you know,
it says
right.
Emma Stone, and if he was like, the best picture goes to Emma Stone, guys, I have the wrong card. Then people would have laughed.
Yeah.
I don't think he processed it. It depends on who does it.
Yeah.
Who opens that card?
He kind of threw Faye Dunaway under the bus, though.
Yeah.
Here you, and then she just blurted out La La Land, and then the guys
and
with
she
the headsets
was gone. Just, she wasn't around to like fix the mistake. She's like, "Fuck you, Warren. This is your fault."
Yeah. So it's, you know, hooray for the Oscars for giving us something to talk about.
Right.
You know.
You know, Steve Harvey's like, "Fuck yeah, it wasn't just me."
Initially, my initial thought too was you know, much like, you know, I thought with the Janet Jackson super boob incident and the even
for the Panthers' first Super Bowl, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. And even Mariah Carey in the last New Year's, my initial reaction was, well, that's not that stage. That's not real. But then I kind of, the more I watched the clip, the more I went, oh, no, that happened.
What, Mariah?
No, the Oscars.
Yeah.
My initial reaction was, well, it's
no,
staged.
I think,
just,
yeah.
But then I, yeah.
I think it was absolutely real just because of La La Land's reaction. No, these are our friends at Moonlight. This is not a joke, guys.
Yeah, I thought that everybody's reaction was genuine. Had it been staged, I thought that maybe one or two people were in on it, and they just kind of did it just to to create a moment. You know, one of the producers said, "Hey, let's do this." But I don't. The more I watched it, and the more I saw, you know, the way that people on the stage were reacting, and particularly the stage hands running around and stuff.
I
realized, no.
Yeah,
no,
when you have the techies on stage.
Yeah, because those guys are not, they get paid to avoid the camera.
Right, so and a lot of them like to avoid the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly, you know, why they're doing what they're doing. They want to work in show business, but they don't want to be in front of the camera.
Right.
So if there's a...
Opposite of me.
A little bald guy with a headphone on the stage.
Right.
And you see him in front of a camera.
Or a 7-foot guy. With size 15 shoes running out. Fuck, what's going on?
The things have gone horribly wrong.
Right.
All right, what else we got? Anything else?
I think that's it.
Yeah, we should go.
Yeah, we should. I have so much to tell you about my dogs being sick at the vet. My dog's neighbor bit my dog, had a staple in its neck.
Oh, no.
But that's okay. We'll save it because we've already had one vet story.
Yeah, we've had lots of pet talk.
Yes.
Welcome to Pet Talk.
Yes. But we'll see you next week. Who we got next week? Somebody amazing?
That is a fine question. Adele Givens next week.
The Adele?
The Adele Givens.
Oh, also, not Hello from the Other Side?
No, not Adele Dazeem.
Is that her last name?
No, I don't know what her last name is.
Nobody is. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So Adele Givens next week, hoping to get Jake Johansson that Sunday for the next show, and then in 2 weeks, Gilbert Gottfried. So that's fun.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Get out this weekend and see Steve-O. He will be phenomenal and hilarious. And he'll take a picture with you after the show, which you don't get a lot from the heavy hitters.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of the times they're like, all right, thanks for coming out. And then go to their green room.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. But he said he'll stay and take pictures with you.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for hanging out.
Hey, thank you for hanging out.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Comedy Zone Podcast is a production of Comedy Zone Worldwide and is recorded in a bunker just off the Comedy Zone showroom at the Abbott Exchange Music Factory in Charlotte, North Carolina. The executive producers of the Comedy Zone Podcast are Brian Heffern and Brian Bontashevitz. Talent Wrangler is Mike Hall. Original music composed and performed by John McKeever.